All right. Hey, guys, welcome back to my podcast. Thank you for coming back for another week. This week has been pretty hectic. I've been working a little bit overtime, and I have been able to get a lot done today. Today's my day off. I'm actually just in the middle of cleaning and shampooing my carpets and just getting everything ready for the weekend so I don't have to do it during the weekend. But I did end up reading the rest of that anxiety and depression book. And, you know, we really have to be more aware of our thoughts and, you know, just really understanding ourselves. And I feel like right now, like, that's where I'm trying to, like, understand and just have, like, a better perspective of, like, you know, everybody's going to have fear, everybody's going to have anxiety, everybody's going to have depression. And it's just something that we really have to understand, like, it's okay, but not to stay there in that mindset. I mean, the last few days, you know, I've been struggling just with finances. And, you know, it's not that I'm really struggling. I'm just, you know, I don't want to be broke. I don't want to have, you know, inability to pay for something if I'm needing it. And this week, you know, like, I don't know how much I'm going to get paid exactly, but hopefully, you know, it's a little bit more than what I'm thinking it is. And, you know, be able to put some money away and be able to spend a little bit on groceries and, you know, pay bills. And so that's one of my main concerns. But this past week, I also have been getting rid of things. I did get rid of my fireplace that I bought for over $700. And, you know, the majority of it was on a credit card, and I was able to pay it off pretty quickly. But, you know, I ended up selling that because I just didn't feel like it was necessary for me to keep. And, you know, the person that bought it, you know, I was so grateful that she did. And, you know, her family probably needs it more than I do because I have a fireplace in my apartment. And the place that I live in, you know, is very livable, and it's not, you know, it's not where, you know, there's mold or, anything like that, where, you know, in previous places that I've lived, you know, there was mold, there wasn't, you know, the walls were just so old, they weren't painted. I mean, they were just painted over, and it just wasn't well kept. And, but with this place, you know, it's pretty well kept. And, there's a few things that we're needing to fix, like our microwave, and our sink is leaking a little bit, but other than that, like, you know, everything's pretty much in order. And, you know, I'm so grateful for that. And, you know, my willingness and ability to, you know, keep up with everything and, you know, keep it clean. And, you know, just having that discipline of saying, you know, I want a clean house, and, you know, I really don't want to clean on the weekend, and I want to have fun, and I want to be able to do things, you know. And I feel like that's, you know, and even when I do meal prep on the weekends, like, it's something that I enjoy doing, you know, just for the sake of my health. But at the same time, you know, I want to be able to enjoy outside until it, you know, becomes winter. And so I'm hoping that that will be, you know, an option for me this coming weekend. I haven't really been writing in my journal lately. I wish that I have this week, because this week has been very hard. With my work, it's been, you know, they're asking me to do things, and they wanted me to go in today, and I just thought, I just need to get things done. I need myself. I need myself to have time. I need to take time to myself. And, you know, money is good, you know, and I like to think that I have money flowing in abundantly in my life. But at the same time, you know, I need to take that time to myself and say, you know, you should not work today. And so and that's what I chose to do, is not to work. And, you know, she called me, and I haven't called her back. But, you know, at the same time, like, I think that we need that time to ourselves to understand that, you know, we can either work, you know, for a long time and not enjoy it, or we can take time off of work and say, you know, and have that leverage of being able and being willing to take time to ourselves and enjoy life while we can, because we never know if we are promised tomorrow. So last night I was just super tired, super beat up. Yesterday I worked out. Today isn't a rest day, luckily, but at the same time, like, I was able, you know, to meditate, and, you know, I can't remember who I was listening to. I've still been listening to a bunch of podcasts this week and am indulging in that way, but I was able to, you know, lay down, go to sleep, you know, have a restful sleep. And then I woke up this morning and I meditated as soon as I woke up, and then just stated to myself, you know, I'm grateful, or, you know, God, like, I'm grateful for, you know, the ability to just wake up and take another breath today and be able to go about my day. And, you know, we do take our lives for granted a lot of the time, and, you know, it's kind of sad, but, you know, we do the best that we can, and that's all we can really do. So, I'm trying to see, where's the last time that I, wrote. So I did listen to a podcast, and, I think it was with Rob Dial. He stated to do 5 to 10 habits that you're needing to change today. So I wrote those down, and I'll just kind of go over them with you. So the first thing was less procrastination. I'm not really a procrastinator. I do not like to procrastinate things at all. I think it's a waste of time. It's a waste of energy, in that if I don't do it now, then why would I want to do it later? I actually did this on Sunday last week, and it was in regards to just, you know, exercising, but I knew I should have, you know, woken up and just did it. And then I procrastinated it until 4 or 5 o'clock, and I was able to get the workout done. But once I got the workout done, I was like, oh my gosh, I am so happy that I told myself to do it. And I should have done it earlier, knowingly that I should have, I just didn't. But, you know, most of the time, you know, I try not to procrastinate, but at the same time, you know, you get into those slumps and, you know, you just move forward from it, and, you know, and don't really badger yourself about it, because maybe you do just need to take that time and just say to yourself, you know, that you need that time for you. Like, and I do that a lot on my phone, like looking through the feeds of Facebook, Instagram, or whatever, which I'm trying to really refrain from that and you know, see that comparison from myself into others' lives and just say, like, oh my gosh, you know, like, she got married, look how pretty her dress is, you know, it's just something that I've wanted for so long, and I did have it at one point in my life, and I was super grateful for that opportunity. But, you know, that relationship, that marriage, it just didn't work. And, you know, I was grateful for the opportunity, but, you know, I would like that with the person that I'm with now. And I know, like, and, you know, I just want instant gratification, but I feel like I've waited so long and that I deserve it and that he deserves it. Sorry, guys. And, you know, even, like, with, like, my sisters, you know, seeing my sister get married, seeing my brother get married, and, I just want that. And it's not so much about the paper or the ring or the whole celebration or whatever. It's just about, like, having that as a memory. And knowing, like, how hard I worked for what I wanted. I don't know why I get so emotional over it, but it's just like every girl's dream is to get married and to have a family and to be with someone that they love and enjoy life together and grow old together, and, you know. But, and I know, like, eventually, like, it'll come. But I want to be, you know, with my financial status now, like, I feel like I'm doing pretty good overall from where I've been. And I know I can do, like, a ton better. And, like, I'm really wanting to strive for that and, you know, just really work on myself right now and then my business, because I feel like I'm the one that has to be fixed first before I help anybody. And, you know, I'm still in that process, and it's a process, this process of healing and overcoming things is hard. And I know it's not going to be easy, and it's always going to be difficult. Sorry, but at the same time, you know, that's just what I want. I just want to be a human being that makes an impact, that is, you know, financially comfortable, that can afford things, and, you know, just having an enjoyable life with someone. So anyways, so less procrastination, always be kind, is the second thing that I put. The third thing was to love everyone around you, even if they don't, like, have the best attitude towards you. And, you know, I spoke with a lady the other day, and it was, you know, just over the phone, and she just wanted, like, a little booklet about comparison with, you know, insurance plans that we offered. And she was just so, like, she reminded me of my mom for some reason. Just, it was just something that she said, and I can't remember. I can't put my finger on what she said, but she's just like, you know, she just pretty much brushed me off. And, like, you know, most of the people that I talk to, you know, I want to get, you know, the most beneficial outcome for them. Not in that, you know, and just to help them. And, you know, with her, it was like, she wanted help, but she didn't want my help. And so I just kind of felt useless and, you know, not of value. You know, even though I was making these outbound calls to members or prospects or people that need help, that needed help understanding insurance. And she pretty much just brushed me off and said, I'll just find out another way how to get one or whatever. And I thought, after that, I thought, you know, it's not, I don't think it was my, like, my intentions were good. Like, I had the best intentions, the best willingful outcomes for this other person. I don't even know. I haven't even met. And I'm just talking to you over the phone trying to help her. And I feel like that wasn't a reflection of me. That was a reflection of her. And how she thought that life was so bad and everything happening to her you know, it's all about her and how bad her life is and what's going on. And she had to go drive somewhere and blah, 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 whatever. And I'm just like, and that's how, like, I just need to be, like, you know. I was very frustrated after that phone call. I didn't want to make another outbound phone call after that. I thought, I need to take a break right now. Like, this lady was cruel and in so much anger. And I didn't even really do anything wrong. I was just trying to help her. I mean, I couldn't give her the right information right then and there. But at the same time, she didn't have to be so cruel and so demeaning. And having me think less of myself because of the shit she was going through. Which I don't really like, you know. And I hope her karma gets to her, because honestly, people like that need to change their freaking attitude. Because that's not how you treat people. Especially if you're not like face to face. Like, over the phone is like one of the worst things that you can do to somebody. Anyway, I told myself after that, I'm like, I just need to let it go. And I did, you know, and like now I'm bringing it up again, but I'm sharing this experience with you because I feel like there's so many people battling with this. Right as of right now, or have in the past. And, you know, I've gotten good graces from people too, you know, with what I'm doing at work. But, you know, I'll get 5 good ones in a row. And, you know, there's so many, like, sweet people out there. And I'm so glad that, you know, like, I'm not the only one. You know, trying to be kind to the other person over the phone. But then you get those really crappy people and you're like, why? Why even try and help you? Because basically you think I'm incompetent of doing my own freaking job. So it just made me very frustrated and concerned of how people are treating people. And there was a quote that I posted on my Instagram the other day. It said, people need people. And you know, if there wasn't Aetna, whatever, for the job that I work for right now, if this company wasn't even alive right now, who knows what she would be doing? People wouldn't have insurance, for one. I mean, they probably would, but it probably wouldn't be as good as what she has now. And I just feel that people just need to be more respectful. Because we're all in the same freaking boat here. We're all working. We're all striving to become better. Except probably her. And you don't treat people like that. And trust me, I'm 100% guilty of mistreating people. Especially the people closest to me. And it's so hard for me to say that. But at the same time, it's so true. We, as human beings, I don't know if it was just the way I grew up or what, and I'm really trying to focus on that and fix it. And I know it's going to take a long time for me to heal and for me to understand, like, with the things that have happened in my life,
that my parents, they were just doing the best that they could. They knew how. And I wish my parents, I just wish they would have been, like, a little bit more, like, upfront and communicated with me more. And, like, let me understand that it's okay to feel my emotions and it's okay to reach out to people to get help. And it's okay to not be perfect, because people, or at least that's the way that I grew up, like, I always had to make sure that I was cleaning or doing chores before I ever went out to play and have fun with my friends. And I had a hard childhood. I think emotionally and mentally, I wasn't all there. And I didn't have my parents, they were physically there, but I don't feel like they were as supportive as they should have been, because I don't feel like I really did have a support system. I just felt like they were just there. It was just like a roommate. But at the same time, like, they did the best that they could, and I understand that now. Like, they were working hard to provide for me, and, you know, we need to be grateful for what we have and understand that as people, we just need to be nice. So, anyways, sorry, guys. I guess this is just part of the healing process for me. So another thing, love everyone around you, be social and, you know, communicate with people. And that's something that I'm not really good at. I mean, if people talk to me, like, I'll talk to them, like, at a grocery store or whatever, but I don't just, you know, I just try to mind my business. I don't try and really look at people. I don't make eye contact, which I know, like, I'm horrible with, and I know I need to work on that. And another thing, you know, be kind to myself and speak highly of myself, because, you know, the only person that can value you is you. I mean, other people can value you, but the best value is from within, I feel like. So, you know, just speak kindly to yourself and say, you know, you're doing the best that you can. And, like, with everything that's going on, like, it's hard. It's hard for everybody. And, like, we just need to, like, really reach out and be there for other people as well. Another thing is to refrain from negative thoughts, which I'm okay with. Like, last night, I was not doing okay. I just felt overwhelmed, and, you know, I wasn't really communicating with my significant other, and I realized now, like, I just felt a lot of pain, and I just put myself under that much stress. But at the same time, like, I'm choosing to be in that negative process. So, at the same time, like, I'm just learning to have, you know, a stronger mental vision for myself and understand, like, it's gonna take time to build those walls up of being super just happy and positive and outgoing and, you know, taking the time out for myself and understanding that there's only so much I can do in one day. And so another thing that I wrote down, was there's only so much I can do in one day. Another thing was to prioritize myself to be successful. let things go. And then the last one, which I probably should have put in first, but it was to prioritize my business. And I feel like right now, like, it is on my priority list, but I feel like getting to a mental clarity of state of being is going to be more beneficial in the long run for me. And then, you know, I can pursue prioritizing that business that I'm, like, definitely wanting to have achievement with. So, and then another thing I wrote yesterday is you need to like you. Be better than yesterday and just try. And I feel like that's all I can do. So right now I'm reading Minute Motivators. And it's just a book over motivations, and so hopefully, you know, I can just get back on track and, you know, not worry about other people's problems, you know, and just worry about myself, and that, you know, if they're having a bad day, it's not a reflection on me, it's a reflection on them and how they pursue their own life. And so if they want to be on that journey, be my guest, because I've already gone down that so many times. And I'm not going to be a part of it. So, and I know, like, it's a process and it's not going to be easy, but I'm willing to put in the work and understand myself. So, another thing, you know, I'm still working out. I'm still eating right. I'm still trying to get over being sick. Ugh. And, you know, this week I don't think I'm going to be able to donate because my proteins were down or abnormal. And so they had to take another blood sample. And so that's what I'm waiting to hear back on, which I guess I'll find out. But at the same time, like, I know everybody's trying to do the best of their ability, and there was one podcast that I was listening to today, and it's, what is it? It's The Impact Theory with Tom Bilyeu, B-I-L-Y-E-U. But I was listening to his conversation with Ryan Holiday, and Ryan Holiday, he's a author. He wrote Obstacles is the Way. I did read that book and it was actually pretty intriguing. I guess he does have another book out. It's called Stoics. Yeah. And it's about Stoic history and people, and it just really made me think, like, we are so fortunate of how things are now today. And, you know, back then it was totally different. You know, they talked about segregation and everything and slavery and, you know, how far we've came. And I mean, it just really makes me think, like, we have it, like, so good right now. And, like, I shouldn't take it for granted, because, like, the things that I, like, am concerned about now, like, are nothing compared to, like, what they were in the 1920s or the 1940s. So just remember that, and, you know, that you can make a difference, and, you know, and I believe that, you know, anybody can change as long as they're willing to put in the work and, you know, just willing to understand themselves and trying to become better, you know. And it doesn't matter, you know, if it's 1%, you know, better than yesterday, you know. And I feel like yesterday I'm 1% better than I was. So, and I still have to keep telling myself that, but, you know, it's just a matter of time of, you know, when things will all fall into place and everything that you're wanting in your life is going to happen, and you have to believe it is. Because, I mean, you have to believe in something. You have to have the hope. You have to have the faith. You have to, you know that you're capable of achieving it, because I feel that if you have, you know, a goal in mind, that you totally are capable of it. I mean, look how far I've came within the last 3 years. I mean, I was 60 pounds overweight. I was not eating healthy. I was eating canned foods and all sorts of crap. And now, like, I'm meal prepping every week, and I'm, you know, making my health a priority, and I'm, you know, and I haven't drank for the whole week, which is, you know, a step up, because the last few weeks I've been drinking every weekend, and, you know, it's not like I drink a whole lot, but, you know, I feel like it does affect my capabilities of just having that mental clarity and feeling good the next day. Like, I just, when I drink now, I'm like, I don't really want to drink. Like, I'll drink, like, a glass of wine here or there, but, you know, I don't want it to affect my progress that I'm making with my exercising. And so, and, you know, like, and even if I do want to drink this weekend, I'm not going to say, oh, well, you can't have one because, you know, you're trying to do this, these exercises. I mean, I can still have some, but I just don't feel like it would be beneficial right now. So, you know, in the next few weeks, like, maybe I can have a drink and just be like, okay, I can, you know, it's fine. So, anyways, that's pretty much where I'm at with my week. And I'm really wanting to get Audible so I can expand my knowledge and understand things, and or, you know, maybe even try Blinkist. I don't know. I'm going to try and have to research about it. But I did lose my headphones. I cannot find them. I bought a pair of wireless headphones, and now I cannot find them anywhere. And so I'm probably going to have to get another pair, but it's not like I've been using them a whole heck of a lot. But it's just good, you know, for the days when you're cleaning and you can't hear because you're vacuuming. So, but I will let you guys go, and you guys have a wonderful weekend. And, you know, just be the best that you can be, and understand that you're not alone, and that we are all here for each other's input and to inspire each other and to understand each other and, you know, to make each other better every single day, and ourselves. And, but I'll come back next week. I love doing this. I love having this time to myself and just talking out loud and hearing myself and hearing my own thoughts. So, but thank you guys. Have a wonderful weekend, and I will see you guys next time. Thanks so much for listening.